Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
103.7 KISS FM, Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios.
Yeah, buddy.
What do we got this week on Allie and DZ? We've got Dancing with the Stars.
DWTS.
Dancing with the Stars is coming to the Riverside on February 8th. So we've got that. And now online, if you're a fan of Southern Charm, like myself on Bravo, we're giving away tickets to hang out with Craig and Austin, which if you know, you know.
I don't know.
It's okay. My Bravo ladies do. They're going to be at Turner Hall November 7th in a couple of weeks. So online, if you go to 1037kissfm.com, you could be hanging out with the boys from Southern Charm.
Bet that. Or, you know, DWTS live. Excuse me. Let me put some respect on it. Live. Because they live and in person.
Live. I hope everybody had a good weekend. Coming up next, we're going to talk about our weekends and what we did. I got a chance to see DZ from afar. We didn't talk.
From afar.
I only saw you from far away. We didn't get to talk to each other.
We waved.
We did wave.
Where were we?
We'll tell you next. 103.7 KISS FM. All right. Wake it up. Let's go. 103.7 KISS FM. Enough with the slow on a Monday. We're turning it up a notch. The vibe is positive from here on out.
Yeah, buddy. Turn up.
Oh, it's Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. What did you do this weekend? We all did something cool this weekend. I had a great weekend.
Yeah. And also, this weekend was our pumpkin patch weekend.
I saw on Instagram.
Yeah.
I gave it the little double tap. I was like, oh, look at Sammy. It looked like he was like having fun in the camera with you guys. Like he was going,
he was loving it. He had a great time. He pretended like he wanted to ride the little ponies and whatnot and all that good stuff. But it was almost like a year later from the last time we had went.
Yeah.
And seeing the difference, you saw the picture, right?
Yeah. Did you do the height thing?
Well, Aaron was like, we got to do the height thing right
every
there.
Every year.
You grew like a whole foot in a year.
I have those over the years of Owen and Hudson, and it'll freak you out because they'll be at like 2 feet, and then in like 4 years, they'll be at 5 feet. And you're like, what just happened?
What just happened?
Yeah.
It was wild. Nick, we were looking at the next foot up like, oh my gosh, next year? Is that going to be next year? Because then next year, there's going to be another one standing next to this one.
Which pumpkin farm did you go to?
It was right down the road from us. Not too far. Well, a little bit down the road. Mm-hmm. Swans.
I have pictures of the boys on that same height chart at Swans.
Love it.
Yeah,
honestly,
Swans is great.
It's a really fun place, and you pay for like the pumpkins by the pumpkin, so I feel like that's a great deal.
Yeah.
I don't know what else, you know, most pumpkin patches and whatnot be charging, but it's expensive.
Yeah, I got mine for $5 at Walmart this year, my pumpkins. I put it on Facebook that
smooth.
I did not go to a pumpkin patch, so I bought them at the grocery store, DZ.
That's still effective, though, and you got pumpkins. That's what matters.
But you had fun at Swans at the pumpkin patch. I went to the preseason Bucks game on Friday.
Oh, how was that?
That was really good. I had a really good time, and I saw you from far away, which we'll talk about later in the week.
Yeah, you already know. You already know. We're just having fun.
If you're at the Bucks game, you saw DZ, and we'll leave it at that. And I was waving to you. I was up in a suite, and I was going, DZ, hello!
And I was waving out from the suite going, Allie, I wish I was in the suite with you. Throw me a chicken tender.
I will say I was in the suite with a bunch of people I did not know. And I had never been in a suite at Pfizer Forum.
No.
And some of the people I was in were Bucks ambassadors. Mm-hmm. And so I was getting to know some of these people. And one of them is a guy who won Big Brother from Milwaukee, Xavier.
What? You met Xavier? You met X from Big Brother?
And do you know who I'm talking about?
Y'all know exactly who you're talking about. What?
So listen to this. I walk into the suite. I start introducing myself to people. And I go, hi. And he goes, hi, I'm Xavier. And I go, hey, I want to follow you on Instagram.
Yeah.
I want to be friends.
Yeah.
And I go to his page and I follow him. And he's like, I'm getting ready to leave. Nice to meet you. And I turn around, I look down, I see his Instagram and I go, what the? In the middle of the thing, I turn around, I start cussing. Holy bleep! I go,
Xavier!
I go, Xavier, you won Big Brother?
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah. And I go, what the hell? And I was like, just standing there, like, I just talked.
Disbelief,
because I talked to him. Didn't know he won Big Brother. Didn't know he was on the challenge, yep. Real World Road Rules Challenge. I guess they intercept these shows now.
And he's a lawyer.
And he's hot as hell.
Oh,
I was like, hey,
honey. X gonna give it to you.
X can give it to me.
Hey, chill out.
It to me, please.
Hey, no.
But it was one of those moments where I was around people that I went, wait a second.
Mm-hmm.
So I had a good time at the Bucks game. You had a good time at Swan's Pumpkin Farm.
It was great. It was amazing.
And what did everybody else do? I can't wait to hear. 1-414-533-1037. What did you do this weekend? Tell us something cool. I want to know. We're going to talk to you next. I was waiting for somebody to say they went to a Halloween party this weekend, and we got a text that said exactly that.
Ding, ding, ding. There you go. I knew it was coming.
Next weekend will be the real Halloween parties, but...
For all you early birds, happy Halloween.
That's right. Exactly. 103.7 Kiss FM. It's Allie and DZ, and we're talking about something cool you did this weekend. Angie in Lake Geneva said, my family and I went to Jerry Smith's on Saturday, so Pumpkin Farm as well.
Ah, fire. Mm-hmm. That's that big one off the highway, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that would be packed. Mm-hmm. Big pack.
Let's go to Bella in Kenosha. Bella, good morning.
Good morning.
What did you do this weekend?
I celebrated our wedding anniversary.
I called
by
it.
Going to Fright Fest.
Hey, that's kind of dope.
You guys are weird.
No, I like it.
I love it. You went to Fright Fest for your anniversary. Ooh.
We did.
And when there
really
was a wraparound,
I think it was free.
Y'all know that's right.
It was free.
It was free. When it's free, baby, that's for me, baby.
Well, very nice. I hope that you had lots of kisses
in
the frightfulest of ways.
You know, in the scariest
of ways.
It was
a really good, super spooky.
Ooh, well, happy anniversary. Spooky like marriage.
Anniversaries are scary and expensive.
All right, Bella, thanks for calling.
Have a good day.
Have a good day, y'all.
Bye.
Danny is calling from Oak Creek this morning. Good morning, Danny.
Good morning.
Tell us something cool you did this weekend.
Just a word.
So Saturday, we did a little date day and night. We went to the farmer's market in Drexeltown Square.
Uh-huh.
And then went to Spirits in Milwaukee, got some nice bar food, and then we went to China Lights.
China Lights at the Botanical Gardens. How
Jam-packed.
Was that?
Yeah.
It was my first time there, and it was a lot of fun. It was really neat. Mm. I really enjoyed it. We actually really enjoyed ourselves. I wish I've done it in the past, but I think we're going to go every year now.
Yeah.
Perfect. Look at it. Started a tradition.
China Lights, I felt that way. I went, whoa, I should have been coming to this.
Yeah.
This was cool.
I feel that.
And you said you were at Drexeltown Square. That's in Oak Creek, right? That's the big one in Oak Creek now?
Yeah.
That's
So every Saturday throughout the summer, they have farmer's market, but this was the last one from the outside, and it was from 9 to 4, and they had all kinds of stuff.
They do an indoor one too, though, it sounds like.
Oh.
Yeah, during the winter, I think it's at the community center.
Oh, fuck, because I was going to say, where are the winter ones? Like, that's what I need, you know?
Nice.
Now we know.
Thanks for coming.
Though.
Well, I bet. Oak Creek is real built up now, let me tell you.
Yeah.
The real OC.
Yeah.
Get out of here. All right, Danny, we'll talk to you later.
Bye, Danny.
Yeah, bye.
Let's pull up Kelly in Sussex, because Kelly did something similar to what Danny did. Hey, Kelly.
Good morning.
Morning.
What'd you do this weekend?
I went to the China Lights as well. Some friends and I dressed up, went out to a nice dinner, then headed over there, and it was pretty cool.
Hey, was it your first time going as well?
It was, and I definitely will go back again.
Yeah,
wow.
It was neat, that's for sure.
Boom.
Somebody texted in and said, this is Bo from Waukesha. We went to see Owl City at the Rave. It was awesome.
Hey, love the Rave, man.
Yep.
You already know.
Uh-huh. People are texting all kinds of things. And thank you, Kelly. Glad to hear everybody liked China Lights this year.
I know. I mean, now I feel like I got to go this year.
Seriously.
They did extend it. Have a good day, Kelly.
Bye. Lori in Cedarburg says she helped out at her gym's trunk or treat this weekend and had a blast. Trunk or treat is what that's this weekend. I'm doing one at Waukesha Expo Center.
They had Road Americas this past weekend up in like Sheboygan. We had friends go to that too, take their kid to trunk or treat.
And you basically trick or treat out of people's trunks. I know it sounds sketchy, but it's actually it's for kids with disabilities, and then everybody does it now.
I get it. You take candy from strangers' vehicles for a good cause. I understand
and
it.
And their trunk at that. I mean, it's not creepy at all.
Free candy from this van. No. It's cool, kids.
Mike's in Hartford. Let's go to him. Come here, little kid. I've got candy in my van. Hi, Mike. I mean, Michael. I mean, babe.
Good morning, babe.
Hey, babe.
Good morning, babe.
What did you and your wifey do this weekend?
We took Eileen to Bassey's in Colgate on Sunday. We were able to get there, and we got a couple pumpkins. And then Eileen went on, like, their bouncy blob things, and she was the smallest one of all the kids, and she couldn't get up, so we had to take her socks off so she could try and climb up it.
Get a little grip to her feet. You know, you got to help her out.
I told her, I was like, you got to get a running start. She didn't understand the concept of run up the blob.
She's too little. That's
yep,
why.
And she'd bounce around a few times, and all the bigger kids would bounce more, and she'd fall to the ground. She had a good time, so it was good.
It's the learning curve, man. All right, so don't come for me, y'all. What's Bossy's?
Bassy's. It's another pumpkin farm.
Oh, where's this one at?
This one's up
in Colgate. It's kind of a more commercialized pumpkin farm.
Well,
like, they got taco trucks. Taco trucks and stuff.
Ooh.
And
Mike.
Yeah, they got like a slushy truck, I think, or a float truck, something like that.
They're all commercialized. That's what I'm trying to shout out at this point. They sell and extra ways to make money.
But a taco truck?
Mike,
drop the location.
I'll send Allie a text because I'm not cool enough to have your number, DZ.
Oh, shots fired. All right, here we go. I'm going to get you on air.
No, he's not. And let me tell you something else. There's this thing called Google, okay? You don't need to send an address to Bassy's. DZ can find it himself,
fine.
I have pictures of Owen and Hudson there, too. Thanks for calling, Mike. Have a good week.
Or not a problem. You too.
I almost said have a good weekend.
Oh, wow. It's you don't know
Monday.
What day it is. Jeez.
All right. Last
Later,
but
Mike.
Not least, let's go to Ryan in Alabama.
Well, you can tell everybody. Yeah, you can tell everybody.
Happy Monday.
Way to start it off slow with that slow song of the season.
Hey, we got to slow down so we can pick it up. You feel me?
I didn't put Rihanna Stan. I did not put the slow music in. I'm sorry.
Oh, killing my vibe.
What'd you do this weekend? Me too. What'd you do?
We partied it up, celebrating my buddy Tom and Hannah Ross, getting that wedding band on.
Oh, boom, 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 boom. Put the whole legal name out there for both of them. Boom, 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 boom.
Where was the wedding?
That is it. How do you say it? Bucyrus? Is that how you say it in South Milwaukee?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know how to pronounce it. Yeah, it was in South Milwaukee. It was at Bucyrus Hall or whatnot. It's like a new venue, I think.
Ooh.
It was amazing. There's a museum above it that you can check out all the equipment that they make. They used to make those huge cranes that like dig trenches for mines and stuff. It was amazing.
It's on 12th Avenue in South Milwaukee. This thing is nice. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Shout out to...
Yeah, had me a nice steak and carrots and mashed potatoes. And then danced for it was for the rest of the night.
And then danced the night away.
You fancy. All right. I'm glad you had a good weekend. Thanks for calling.
No problem. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Later.
Somebody texted in and said, went to our family lake house near Shawano and stopped at the Kohler Andre State Park in Sheboygan along the way to see the pretty fall leaves.
Ooh, way to invite us to the lake house.
Yeah, right? Thanks for nothing, people.
Wow.
And then somebody else said they got rained on for 2 hours at the pumpkin farm while their son ran around. They listened to him cry the entire way home.
Well, somebody have fun.
Happy weekends. 103.7 KISS FM. Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. It is Save Money Mondays, baby.
Yeah.
How about that? All brought to you by Landmark Credit Union.
Talking about big savings.
Which we don't have much of. We need Landmark to help us out more.
My cat cleaned me out. This next baby about to clean us out. It's a wrap.
You are having a baby soon. Where do you hide your money? Do you have any money?
At the stores. I hide my money at the stores because of the things we buy.
Do you have any extra
money these days? No. We just bought a house. Mm-hmm. We just amputated a cat's arm. We bought a car a year ago.
Yep.
I'm broke, baby.
You're like, money? What's money?
And the baby on the way? No, money in, money out. Even flow, baby.
You're like, no, thank you.
I'm broke.
You know what I want to know is, though, I'm broke. When you go to the stores, do you tap now with your phone, or are you still the old school pay with cash or card?
So straight up, I've put my card on my phone for the cases when I've been without my wallet.
Yeah.
But I'm old school. Yeah. I like to tap my card. I like to insert the chip. Mm-hmm. I like to swipety swipe. I sometimes even like to use cash.
I knew you would.
Mm-hmm. I'll do anything but tap if I can avoid it.
I tap and I get mad if they don't have a tap.
Mm. Well, that's the next thing. Not everybody's up on tap yet.
One big chain doesn't have the tap yet. I'll leave them alone. Mm-hmm. Grocery store, and so they don't have the tap. And I met a guy who works with those, like literally sell.
He's the tap guy.
He puts that into stores.
He's the tap guy
because that store's not getting it for a few more years. I go, what?
Wow.
And I was like, you're the inside tap guy. You know where we're gonna get the taps at.
No, you got a plumber. You got an electrician. You got a tap guy.
You got a tap guy. It's not often though that you go places where you can't tap with your phone anymore.
No, that is true.
But I love it because I don't have to bring anything else.
Yeah, it is nice.
I went to the Bucks game on Friday. I went to the Pfizer. All I brought was my phone and my key because everything I buy is with my phone.
And it is cashless. So
there's no point in bringing a purse. No. You don't need anything.
No, there really isn't. As long as you got your ID and anything else that you might deem important for your persons, that's it. You can leave a purse in the car if you're comfortable with that.
Yeah. Well, this is how I don't save money. I tap and I don't look at my balance. DZ puts it all into the stores.
There is no balance.
Come to us for saving money.
Come on, Money Mondays, baby.
Oh my gosh. All right, we're going
to
do...
No, go to Landmark to save money.
Go to Landmark Credit Union. Take their advice before ours, please. We are going to do What Would DZ Do? Coming up next. This one involves a school bully.
Uh-huh. And seeing them years later in a different capacity.
Oh.
Yeah, it's complicated.
Okay, well, What Would DZ Do? Is coming up next. Little Doja Cat on your Monday morning. It's Paint the Town Red. Good morning, 103.7 Kiss FM.
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Well, what's the problem today?
All right, so somebody wants to be held anonymous. We're going to call him Monica.
Monica.
Monica wrote in about a bully. They had a bully back in the day.
Yikes.
An elementary school bully that applied to work for a business they manage.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh.
She said, I absolutely hated fourth and fifth grade. I was bullied for being strange, sort of an outcast. I honestly wish I would have moved schools, but I didn't. One girl in particular made things terrible for me. We can call her Teresa. She would be the main one making jokes and getting other kids to join in on the fun. We never got along. Fast forward 15 years, and I now manage an office, and I'm also in charge of the hiring department. I saw her name come through with the applications we received for a new position, to which I wanted to immediately either throw the application in the trash or bring her in for an interview to tell her off.
Ooh-wee. I don't think you can do that in HR, but okay.
I could do either one and not lose a wink of sleep or think about her ever again. What would you do in this situation, Monica?
So the childhood bully applied for a job where she works? Wait, what?
I'm losing it because I'm just imagining Monica bringing somebody in for an interview to be like, going through the whole thing and be like, okay, and question, did you happen to go to Bliggity Blank Elementary School? Miss so-and-so's
remember
fourth, fifth
me?
Grade class? Oh, Monica, don't. Oh, you don't remember me? Sucker! You ain't getting no job here, you fool! Get up out of here, you bum! Beep, 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 beep!
That sounds like a dream scenario that people live out in their head, but not what actually happens at jobs. I feel like you're having a fantasy right now with somebody you went to school with or something.
I want Monica to bring her in.
Oh, come on. Stop it.
No.
Really? What should she do?
No, but hear me out. Hear me out. It sounds cynical in the way I'm explaining it.
Yeah.
I do want Monica to bring her in. Not for any type of cynicism as far as like getting her revenge back 15 years later.
Well, you can't. It's a work thing.
It's work. Exactly. Yeah. But you don't know if this person is qualified. Mm-hmm. Read over the resume. Bring them in for an interview. Because at the very least, you can see if they notice who you are. I think you take the high road. Bring them in. Don't not. They applied. You should give them at least the interview's choice. But then see if they notice you. See if they remember you. And don't make no mentions about it. But see if they make a mention about it. See if they feel some type of way about it. Because guess what? It is now flipped. And not to say you're the bully, but now you're the person hiring.
Well, now you have the control and you have the power.
This is the perfect scenario of it when the smart, goofy, you know, very intelligent, but some misunderstood kid grows up.
It's karma.
And is the manager or the boss.
And you're like, oh, hello.
When the bully, jock, whatever, whatever is now applying for the job and you go, oh, remember me? This is a tale as old as time that is coming to fruition. Bring them in. Don't do nothing about it. But if they are qualified and good at what they do, give them the job and let bygones be bygones. You never know what's going to come from this situation. Y'all could use that memory and turn into the best of friends.
It's my dream scenario.
Elementary school bully turned best friend. Imagine that. Imagine that. That's my spin on it. I say bring them in for the interview. Bring Teresa in for the interview, Monica.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And see what happens.
See what happens. Just see where it could go.
Let karma, maybe they'll come in and tell you their life's horrible.
I mean,
they've had a horrible adulthood.
They're applying to work for you. Let's put it like that. Your bully's applying to work for you. That's a satisfaction within itself. Now see if they're qualified. Bring them in.
It all works out. It all works out. Let me tell you, when you get to be an adult.
At the very least, you get to see the shock on their face when they see, oh, if they remember you, oh, the kid I tormented in fifth grade.
I should have been nicer to that kid.
Monica.
1-414-533-1037. We're going to take your calls and your texts next and talk about what should she do. Her childhood bully applied to work for her. And she's got to look and possibly bring him in and interview him. Take your advice next.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Or he might make it worse. It's what would DZ do on Kiss FM.
So the problem today involves your elementary school bully applying to work for you.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you do?
You bring him in for an interview. You throw the interview out. What do you do?
Tammy is in Sussex this morning. Good morning, Tammy.
Good morning.
What's your advice today for what would DZ do for this school bully?
Talk to us. Help Monica out.
So you definitely got to bring him in and show them I'm better than you. Revenge. Absolutely. You made my life a living hell. And guess what? You are not better than me. I am now better than you. And you want a job for me? Not going to happen.
Okay, guys, but hear me out. I can't believe I have to be the voice of reason, because normally I love to be petty, but I'll stop
Tammy's
for a second.
Very petty.
Me too, but hold on. Isn't there something to be said for the fact that you're in a better spot in life and they're trying to work for you now? Hasn't it come full circle? Don't you just sit back and go, man, I almost feel sorry for you because my life's better than yours. You're trying to work for me now. And you're never gonna.
And you're never gonna.
But you want to. Like, doesn't that make it all kind of feel good again? The fact that they're just trying to work for you?
You know what?
You're already winning.
I would agree, but the fact of the matter is, I don't even know if the bully knows they're applying to work for Monica. They might just be applying to a job. They have no idea Monica's the one behind the board.
You want them to be shocked when Monica's there.
That part. That's what Monica wants. I could tell that's what Monica
wants. That's what
wants.
Tammy wants, too.
Come on now. Tammy said it
straight up. Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, the best revenge is showing that you live a better life.
Yeah.
Ooh-wee.
Absolutely. It is. However, so I work in healthcare, and one of the things is bullies that they say, from psychology point of view, bullies, the reason why they are that way is because they are experiencing some form of trauma in any way, shape, or form.
True.
And in order to make themselves feel better, that's why they bully somebody, because that's the only way they can feel better about themselves.
Well, and it's a lot of learned behavior. Sometimes they're in an abusive house, or they're watching abuse, and then they repeat that. There's all kinds of ways people can become bullies.
And it was so long ago. Fourth and fifth grade is a whole lifetime ago in childhood. It's not like they bullied you in high school or in college recently.
No.
You feel me?
Yeah, but you know what? That trauma lives with you forever.
True.
Like, you don't understand, though, like, as 15 years later for this person, that trauma is still living inside them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why that adult is the way they are, is because of that trauma.
Yeah.
Got it.
Pretty much everything as we're kids screws
right.
us up.
Right.
Yes.
Appreciate your call,
Tammy. Proof.
And then we spend our whole adult life trying to fix everything that was screwed up when we were kids.
We're all living the same lives.
Groundhog Day. Thanks for calling, Tammy.
Yeah, absolutely. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Kate is in Waukesha this morning. Good morning, Kate.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good morning. We're doing good. Trying to figure it out. Get some advice to Monica on her bully, Teresa. Does she bring her in for the interview, or what do you think?
Yeah, I agree with Tammy. I think she should bring her in. Not quite for the same reasons, but I think more than anything, she'll get closure out of it. So she's clearly doing better. I mean, either way, it's a win-win situation for her. She's doing better in life. She's older. She's matured. She probably hasn't even really thought of this person too much, except for now her name coming across. So three things could happen. The lady's either going to completely ignore the fact that she bullied her back in the day,
missed
her time, whatever. But she's still going to be awkward and weird. Let's be real. She realizes it. She'll say something and be, you know, really cool and apologetic and like it's clear that she's grown and whatever. Or she'll say something and just it'll be obvious that she's not really grown very much. You know, whatever. So, but yeah, but give her the chance and show her that, you know, you're holding your head high and you're better and maybe get closure from it.
Yeah.
I like that. I like that, Kate. That's facts. Yeah. Spitting facts. Nothing but.
All right. Well, Kate's work in the middle there. I like it. Thanks for calling, Kate.
Natural Libra self. Yeah.
There it is. Have a good day, Kate. Bye.
Somebody texted
in. Have a good day. Bye.
Said, I agree with DZ. Monica has all the power. She's the boss. Bring Teresa in. Be the bigger person and wait to see the look on the bully's face. Somebody else texted in and said, I was abused and I never bullied anyone, so that's not an excuse. I'm not saying it's an excuse. I'm saying sometimes it explains behavior. It also explains why people end up in situations where they get bullied because they've been abused. You could take either role in that.
100%.
And that's just another argument for another day. But it's a big blanket statement. Doesn't mean everybody.
And
so.
I mean, in a perfect world, we'd take the high road and bring them in and everything would be great. They'd apologize. Everybody would hug, right?
We wish. We wish. Karen is calling from Tishigan this morning. Hey, Karen.
Hey, guys. Happy Monday.
Morning.
What do you think, Karen? What should she do about the bully applying to work with her?
Well, I'm shocked because I'm going to be completely the opposite here. I think, why bother? This was in elementary school.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like Monica needs a little bit of therapy to get over it. And why would you want to have somebody, you know, just get over it? And I wouldn't even bring her in. I mean, what's the point?
Why bother?
Karen's saying, toss the app, keep it pushing. You will find and have another applicant.
Well, and somebody said what I was getting at. They said the problem with bringing her in just to gloat is she can't. From an HR point of view, if she brings someone in to interview, she has to be impartial or she opens herself up to a lawsuit.
That's true.
Which was what I was like thinking in the beginning. I'm like, you can't call someone in and then go, ha ha. Legally.
And even if you are impartial, that if they don't get the job, the bully could then turn around and be like, well, she's got it out for me against me. And then
it's not even that. Obviously, I think that Monica was obviously deeply hurt when this was going on when she was a little girl.
Sure.
That it's still bothering her today that she wants to bring her in to tell her off. Monica needs to go talk to somebody about this.
I agree
with that.
Get
it off of her plate. And just don't even engage with the person. Mm-hmm. Just leave her out of your life. You don't need that.
Somebody said, what if the girl doesn't even remember Monica?
Right.
I don't remember most people from fourth grade.
That's true.
Yeah.
Wow. So. All right, Karen. Well, now you gave us a lot to think about this morning.
Have a great week.
You too.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Well, there it is. Bring them in and gloat and get a lawsuit or just don't, right?
Go ahead. Do your thing, Monica.
We have tickets to see Dancing with the Stars before 8 o'clock at the Riverside on February 8th. And if you're a lover of Bravo, the network, like myself.
Fair.
And you watch Southern Charm, Craig and Austin are going to be in town at Turner Hall Ballroom. You can win tickets to that on our website right now, 1037kissfm.com.
Got a little something for everybody.
I got to yell at Austin. If you watch the show, you understand.
And I got to yell at whoever brought Dancing with the Stars and didn't put me on there with them, because I'm trying to bailar. You know what I'm saying? Come on, man. I'm trying to do a little pachanga. out there, but whatever. Whatever.
I hear that. So Owen is turning 12 on Wednesday.
Oh my.
The 25th of October, everybody.
You almost got a 12-year-old. You got a tween.
If you remember when Owen was born on this show, we are 12 years later, everybody.
Congratulations.
I guess.
I'm sorry.
It's great.
Are you prepared?
Yeah, no. No.
Yeah, no. No, not at all. I lied.
Last night, I went and picked him up from their dad's house, and Owen called me during the day and said, "Hey, Mom, I was thinking, let's do my birthday dinner and presents tonight." And I went, I didn't even have the damn present. I'm like, oh, God. I'm like, what? No, let's wait till your birthday.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sorry, but yeah.
And he's like, but Mom, I'll be at Dad's on Wednesday night. I'm like, what do I do? What do I do? What do
lateral,
I do?
Lateral, think,
so
think,
I go,
think.
How about Tuesday? He goes, nope, how about tonight?
Okay, kid.
Well, thank you, Amazon. They got the Transformers delivered I needed delivered.
Really?
It all worked
out. Dang.
And so I said, well, we'll go out to eat wherever you want. We'll get a cake. And he's like, I pick him up and he goes, can we just get Domino's? I go, what the hell? That's all he wanted.
But it's his birthday dinner.
Yeah. So I said, fine. So I ordered the boys Domino's and they loved it.
Hold on. So you did the birthday dinner?
Well, we did Domino's. We're going to do a cake like on Tuesday, probably. Because I'm like, it's like 4 days out from your birthday.
For real. Did you do presents though?
I gave him the Transformers. You gave him the presents? Because then they can always take their presents back and forth. Like, I have no issue with that.
Of course.
Some people co-parenting don't allow you.
You got to leave the toys I get you here.
Correct.
Right.
Because they're
that.
Thinking, well, I bought them for you and I'll never see them again, but so what? They're the kids' toys.
It's not your toy. You bought it for them. Let them do what they want.
But they're going back and forth. Mm-hmm. They already have to go between two houses. Mm-hmm. Let them have the damn toy wherever they want the damn toy. It's not about you. Right.
But I mean, parent however you want.
Stop. Don't be petty over stuff like that. Kids notice that stuff. So I said, well, I'll give it to you and then you can play with it and, you know, and take it to your dad's or leave it here. I don't care. But they think, I want to play with it now.
Right. Have fun with a kid. Wow. So, yeah. Yo, I'm not going to say you caved.
You caved. And I'm going to cave again when I go get a Costco cake in 2 days and show up and write happy birthday Owen on it, like, because that's the way I roll. I didn't order a cake weeks in advance. I am not that
no,
mom.
No. Okay, no thanks.
I'll be at the Walmart deli. Can you write on this?
Can you please? Thank you. Thank you. Get a white sheet cake. That's
Owen,
all.
Owen.
O-W-E-N. Yes. Thank you.
Yeah, so 12 years old, everybody. Wow. I have a 12-year-old. And DZ, you're about to have a baby. If it's not the show transitioning, I'm entering the teen years and you're entering
the toddler phases.
The toddler phases.
Well, in the newborn phase pretty soon, mm-hmm. Y'all. We are not ready to be in your shoes yet.
You got this.
We got some time to go, but ooh, I'm not ready.
No.
See,
I can't even picture Sammy as a 12-year-old.
Are we ever? Oh, my God. No just stop. Just stop.
Would
oh, no.
Die?
No,
Would
just stop.
Die?
I'm not ready for none of that. Stop it.
All right. Am I the Jerk is coming up next. It involves a Netflix subscription. Somebody using yours.
Mine?
Somebody's.
Who's using my Netflix?
I'll tell you next. Am I the Jerk coming up. And then after Am I the Jerk, we will have tickets for you to see Dancing with the Stars at the Riverside. Here's the latest from Miley Cyrus. Used to be young. 103.7 Kiss FM.
Still think you're a jerk?
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait. You're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the Jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, Amy wrote into the show, which you can always email us. She sent an email, amithejerk@1037kissfm.com.
It'll come right to us.
Yeah, Amy wrote in and said, hey guys, Amy here. There is no anonymous to this one.
Nah, set of 10 toes.
Not even close.
Mm-mm.
She said, I need some help with this one. Am I the jerk? My mom lives with me and my two teenage daughters. She doesn't help pay for Netflix or internet or any other viewing apps on her TV, but she repeatedly complains if Netflix or one of the apps is not working.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight, I got annoyed with her because she sent me a text message from upstairs saying Netflix isn't working again.
Amy! Amy, the Netflix is out! Amy!
She said, I checked my email and I received a confirmation email to okay the access and I reset it. So I texted her back saying it should be okay to use now, but that she's really going to have to start paying for these apps because they're not free.
Mm.
Am I the jerk for telling my mom she's going to have to start paying for Netflix and all the apps she uses that I pay for? Or should my mom have access to whatever's in the house, including free TV?
Mm-hmm.
Amy.
Mm. Amy.
I get why that's annoying when you're paying for everything and you're just minding your own business and they're like, help, it's not working.
Yeah, but you're already paying for it.
Mm-hmm.
Is it, but which what though?
But the mom has money. Like when my kids do this to me, I get mad. But
yeah.
They can't afford to pay for it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm the
True.
Parent paying for the house.
True.
But if an adult was in my house complaining about the service while they're not even paying for it, that might trigger me after a while. I might be like, okay.
I mean,
I didn't mind fixing it the first 10 times, but now I'm getting annoyed. Get your own Netflix.
I hear you. But at the same time, your mom's living with you for a reason. And whatever that reason may be, it is your mother. And if you're already paying for these viewing apps already, I mean, you shouldn't care.
Right.
If you're giving access, that's one thing, right? If you're saying you can use it when I say it's okay. But if you're just giving your mother free range, if you've logged into all of these apps on her television, how are you going to go, you're going to have to start chipping in for these apps when you really haven't done it at all?
It's becoming an inconvenience to
you. Oh, boo.
That's what I would do. I'd be like, I'm sick of fixing this for you. Get it yourself because you're annoying me.
You going to make your mom get her own Netflix account?
Yeah. If she's bugging me every third day to reset it, yeah.
Make her pay her $9.99.
Yeah, it's not $9. Try $19.99
that's right. Y'all ain't grandfathered in.
No.
Flex.
Are you grandfathered in?
Hey, don't worry about me.
You are. You're stealing it. Wait, you have $9.99. Yeah. Okay, that's a topic for another day.
Price. They keep trying to flex it up. I'm like, nah. No, thank you.
Well, I'm paying $24 or something over here.
Yeah, I don't know. My mom might be chipping in for Netflix then.
Oh, now you want the mom to chip in.
Hold on. I don't know. I'm not Amy. I don't know.
Listen, Amy. I stand by Amy. Not the jerk. You say jerk for doing that to your mom. I say not the jerk. Get your own Netflix, man.
Ooh.
You have to dial 1 when you call the show, by the way.
Quite important.
We figured that out for people that were having trouble getting through.
It's the secret sauce.
It is the secret sauce. 1-414-533-1037. And that number works for text or calling. So if you just want to drive and text your thoughts, we're down for that too.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Amy wants to know if she's the jerk for telling her mom to get her own Netflix subscription because she's sick and tired of her using hers and complaining it never works.
It's a hot button, though. I'm already knowing. This ain't the first time this has happened to somebody.
Very hot button today. Let's go to Jessica. Let's start with Jessica in Mount Pleasant. How's that? Jessica, good morning.
Good morning.
Well,
hello.
What are we thinking today for Amy? Is she the jerk?
So my mom lives with us part-time. And, I mean, like, she lives... So I'm going to say jerk. My mom lives with us part-time between here and Iowa. And when she's at our house, like, she has free access to Netflix, Disney+, Shrek TV. Like, I just feel like if she lives in the home for whatever reason, I'm sure she's helping out, whether it be like with kids, with groceries. You know, maybe she does pay rent. But,
right.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's your mom.
Because, like, my brother and my best friend use my Disney Plus. Like, my sister in Colorado uses our Direct
Listen,
TV.
I'm not judging people that are using other people's accounts. What I'm saying is, if you were in my house and after enough times of you complaining something isn't working, that it's now inconveniencing me, I'm going to go, get your own.
If you're complaining, get your own.
If I cooked for you every day and then you went, I keep having
chicken problems. Again?
Make your own damn food then. I would do the same thing.
Like, what is the mom doing that she's having such an issue with it?
Hold on.
She's old. You know what it is? Everybody in the house probably has a TV in their space, and you can only access so many TVs with the accounts at a time before you got to, you know, take one access and give the other one access.
Reset it.
Yeah, Amy's getting annoyed with the fact that she's having to give her mother access when it's already on a different TV.
Right.
It's first world problems, y'all, at the end of the day.
It is first world problems.
Damn, I'm the jerk.
I know that's right.
Yeah. So my sister, like I said, she uses our DirecTV account, and she used to like message me and be like, okay, hey, are too many people on because I can't get on? So eventually I was like, hey, I will add another TV, but then you need to pay.
Jessica, listen.
Yeah, I feel that. Well, and Jessica, let me get the Hulu login. What's up?
Hold on. Have you heard how many things she's giving to other people.
That's why I'm trying to get one.
What the hell?
Might as well give us the password. I got some shows I want to watch.
My nephew in Jamaica uses my other one.
I know. I'm like too nice and everybody uses my butt.
She's like my third cousin in Hawaii is on my Netflix.
That's that Midwest nice. Jessica, you're funny.
All right, Jessica, we'll talk to you later.
Have a good day, guys.
Bye. Andrea is in Franklin, or Andrea. I said her name wrong. Andrea, good morning.
Good morning.
All right. Now, Jessica said jerk. What do you think? Is Amy the jerk for telling her mom to get her own Netflix subscription?
If it's becoming an inconvenience, I say she is not the jerk.
And agrees with me.
He is not the jerk. Can she at least cough up at least $5 towards the account?
Hold on. I don't even want the money. I want the inconvenience to go away. That's what would make me go. It's not even about the money. It's you're just inconveniencing me so much. Get your own account.
Wow. Huh?
Right?
I mean, if it is becoming that big of an inconvenience, sure.
Well, yeah. When I'm watching my show and you need me to reset Netflix, it's first world problem.
Like, I was in a similar situation where my mom would use my, the HBO Max account.
Yeah.
We don't live together. So when I had to change the password because I got hacked, I changed the password and I forgot to tell her. Mm-hmm. But honestly, I didn't want to give her the password anymore. She could get her own account.
Because when she's watching it, you couldn't watch it. When you're watching it, she couldn't watch it. So then it created that problem.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm following.
She works. She lives on her own, whatever, on her own, has her own place. And she would get really upset because I wasn't giving her the password.
Well, this is family, dog. That's that family.
That's the thing. People think they're entitled to sharing all your accounts nowadays because we did it for years.
Right.
And now that they're hammering down on that, people are having these awkward conversations with friends and family going, get your own damn account.
Well, people are losing their accounts when they find out you're sharing them. Okay.
Yes.
I'm hearing why y'all are saying not the jerk. Allie. All right, Andrea. Okay.
All right, Andrea, thanks for calling.
All right. Bye. I'll try again tomorrow.
You better. Let's get you day two. Bye. Mm-hmm.
Amy, last but not least, is calling from Muskego.
Can't touch this.
Amy, good morning.
Good morning, my love.
Hey.
You are the tiebreaker today for not the
jerk.
Which one?
What do you say?
She's supposed to know if she's a jerk from telling her mom to get her own Netflix subscription.
Dun, dun, dun.
Baby, that might be mama, but she is not the jerk. No, she's not. I mean, okay, so if I recall correctly, you get up to two TVs on your Netflix account if you are in the same house. After that, they start charging you to add another TVs to the account.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know that. It goes up.
I didn't know that. So two basic.
Me and my girlfriend found out the hard way because we were using her ex-husband's account and then we had way too many TVs and she's like, girl, he's starting to charge us. So I was like, okay, well, then never mind. We're going to get our own.
Right.
Well, because Amy took her friend's ex-husband's account and then probably, and you're wondering why he's busting down on you guys. It wasn't even like the ex is using it. Now she's giving it to her friends? Come on.
Now four different families got the same login.
Okay, so you got busted.
The story behind it, we were all friends and everything like that. And he was my buddy too, and he had no problem with it. But when they started changing Netflix and doing all that stuff and charging
you weren't his buddy anymore.
He's like, unless you chipping in and paying me, we ain't doing this. I said, that's fine. I'll go get my own. It's going to be cheaper anyway.
True. Hey, buddies don't pay the bills. I know that's right.
Well, she said not the jerk. So
No. Wow.
Again, that might be mama. We love mama to death. You know, that gave us life, everything, the whole nine. But mama, you starting to bug me way too much. Set passwords and do all that, and I'm in the middle of doing something, you know.
I can't watch my show if you're trying to watch her show. Amy, we appreciate your
call.
Thanks,
Amy. Have a good day.
You guys too.
Bye.
Not the jerk. You didn't see that one going that way. You heard mom and you thought for sure
going to be the jerk. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
Mind blown.
Not the case. Well, coming up next, we have Dancing with the Stars tickets. The show is going to be in town at the Riverside on February 8th. Your chance to go coming up next. Don't go anywhere. 103.7 KISS FM. 103.7 KISS FM. Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios giving away these Dancing with the Stars tickets.
Dancing with the Stars live.
Ooh,
cha-cha.
David is in East Troy this morning. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
This cannot be the same David that won Chelsea Handler
Wait,
tickets.
David?
Come on.
No.
Is this Same David?
It sure is. What? Dude,
wait.
It's the secret sauce. It's,
wait, the secret sauce dialing one. Hey, yo.
Is that what changed for you, David?
It is. I could never get through.
And then he started dialing one, and now he's won twice in a
winning.
Month.
Winning. Let's go, secret sauce alert.
Well, congratulations, David. Now you're going to Dancing with the Stars, too. You're on a roll.
Man, you, hey, play the lottery. For
Seriously.
Real. Do something.
And dial one.
Yeah, no kidding.
Before you go in.
I do that. That costs money.
You know
winning
what?
From us doesn't, baby.
You're right. It's
that
free.
Part. Ding, 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 ding.
Well, David, congratulations. You're going to go see Dancing with the Stars at the Riverside on February 8th. Congratulations.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome. DZ, you know I did a local one. I did the local one like 15 years ago.
You did?
They did one for charity, and I had to practice for months.
Of course. Oh, it's not easy.
And then I was at the Pfister one night. They put all this makeup on me, and I actually did a whole dance, but I don't remember what dance I did.
Oh, you don't remember the routine?
It was the waltz or something.
I know there's video of it somewhere. We're going to find it.
It is. It's on YouTube, and I can't find it.
Oh, we're going to find it.
I can't find it.
Oh, just wait. I'm going to do my Googles.
It was like 2007-ish. That's how long ago it was.
Say less.
I will not be performing, but David's going to have a great time and your chance to win tomorrow.
David racking up the date nights over here, man.
Absolutely. Tomorrow, same time. Here's the latest from Selena Gomez. It's single soon.
Hi. Yo. Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Oh, look at this. Taylor Swift. Her and Brittany Mahomes going to be besties now because they were doing their secret handshake.
They got a secret handshake for real?
Well, it's not a secret. We could all learn it, honestly, because it's all on camera.
Well, yeah, well, but they have a personal handshake, I should say. Not a secret.
Not a secret at all. Not a secret at all. So here she is again at the game, sporting all the red in the suite. These two.
I see she's a season ticket holder now all of a sudden, huh?
She is a season ticket holder.
Crazy.
First we saw her with his mom.
Yeah.
Now we see her with Patrick's wife. We've seen them at parties together. He just bought a $6 million house in Kansas City for more privacy so he could hang out with Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is exciting. Have we found the one?
Are you? Oh.
Or is it just because we're all
All of a sudden, now we're hearing wedding bells when I've been saying this since day one.
I've never seen her this open. That's what's for a while there. She was kind of hiding out. And now it's like, here I am.
Here I am.
On TV every week.
That's my man.
That's my man.
That's my man. That's my man.
Which is cute.
That's my man.
It's cute to see them united. I'll give them that.
Hey, they do look cute
and
together.
And supporting each other.
Because you've seen him out and about doing his thing, trying to trade friendship bracelets, doing his T-Swizzle Swifty things. Hey, they look cute.
For those of you that don't know, he gave her a friendship bracelet with his phone number on it when she played in Kansas City. So now it's only appropriate that she has a friendship bracelet on her arm when she goes to the games.
Interesting how things work out. Looks like we may or may not be hearing wedding bells.
I want to see them talk together. I want to see them like what their vibe is together, if how funny they are together.
You want them to start a podcast?
Yeah, and I want to know who talks more. I want to know what they talk about. I want to know everything. I'm curious. What's their conversation like? I want to know.
Their podcast is going to be called Talking with Travis and Taylor.
I'm here for it. I love it. My girl Doja, 103.7 Kiss FM, Ali and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios.
Yeah, wepa.
Happy Monday.
Mm-hmm.
We gave away Dancing with the Stars tickets at 7:45 because that will be in town at the Riverside on February 8th. And this week, another contest for all my fans of Bravo, like, you know me.
Like
I'm into all the Real Housewives, Southern Charm, Winter House, you name it.
You about that life.
Well, if you're a fan like me, Craig and Austin from Southern Charm going to be in town at Turner Hall Ballroom. You can win tickets to go to that at 1037kissfm.com.
Winning don't stop. Can't stop.
Okay, so coming up next, we have to revisit a topic we did on Friday.
Mm-hmm. In
a new way, because we talked about how you sign your name.
If you sign your name still.
Because on Friday I said, well, I just do the swirly.
Right.
I just do the swirly and I go, and it's like
squiggle.
It's like a squiggle. It's like, try to guess me.
Try to guess me.
Like anyone could sign my name, really.
Who am I?
Squiggle, swirly, straight line,
I was appalled because I sign my name religiously no matter what.
Yeah, you do.
It's my identity.
Wait till you hear what we're going to admit about signing our names next. Everybody's got to join in on this one. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios.
Yeah, buddy.
So we were talking about how I don't ever sign my name properly.
Yeah, last week. If you missed it, listen back on the Odyssey app.
And I went, I do the swirly, the squiggly. There's just, it looks kind of like an A and then a line behind it.
No, don't cap. You said it looks like an S with nothing behind it. That's what you said. You're like, I sign an S half the time. It's squiggles.
Or it's a straight line and I just say it's my signature.
Y'all are wild for that, man.
You're very meticulous about it, I learned.
Very much so. I have to sign my name. Mm-hmm. I have to sign. Even if it's just the initials, it's got to be my initials.
Okay, so let me ask you something else then about signing your name.
What's up?
You ever forged a signature?
Hmm?
Admit it.
Huh?
You know you did on the field trip form your mom gave you in fifth grade. You know you did. You forged your mom's signature.
I plead the fifth.
Because I did.
Is this an indictment? Wait, what's going on?
This is not an indictment. What you say will not be used against you today.
I'm going to need you to say it in the court of law either, okay?
I cannot. I have no proof this will not be held against you. Okay. Have you ever forged someone's signature? Are you good at it? I feel like I've tried to do my mom's over the years on field trip forms, and I was never good at it because she, like you, is very serious. Her signature's pretty.
Yeah.
You know?
I hear that.
Mine's a squiggly.
But I also, unfortunately, do know how to do a couple signatures.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Who can you forge? Give it to me.
All right. So I can do my mother's. I can.
As we all should be able to.
I used to be able to do my father's, but I haven't seen my father's signature in a long time. I'd have to practice that one. But my mother, I used my mother's signature enough to where I got hers locked down. I could probably do it still.
Yeah, my dad's is really messy. Like, it just looks like a man's handwriting.
Right.
I could just be like,
whatever.
And they'd be like, oh, that's Stan.
But that's great because my dad has both of my parents have great penmanship.
Yeah.
So that's where they instilled that in me. My penmanship is pretty good too, right? I don't know my little sisters, but I do know my wife's. So I can forge three signatures.
You can do Aaron's.
I can do my wife's signature.
You should be able to do your wife's.
Mm-hmm.
See, my mom is Nancy, and the N is like super.
Oh,
like,
she go Nancy. She's Nancy. Yeah, I see it. I see it. She big Nancy.
Nancy. I like it.
Fancy Nancy. I see it.
And Stan's a Stan, my dad. That's really funny. Okay, so you can forge your mom, your wife. I need to see your wife's signature. I need to see your signature.
Ooh, that's my dad's signature.
Let me see.
Right there. Bong. I can still do it.
Oh, that just looks like a scribbly mess, man.
But it's because he layers it. He layers his name. He does his name, his middle initial, and then the last name. So that it looks identical to that. And I ain't going to put my dad's signature on like that. But yeah, I can still do my parents' signatures.
Yeah. My dad's Stanford.
Stanford?
And he writes the whole damn thing.
His whole name is Stanford?
Yeah, and he writes the whole thing.
That name goes hard.
Are you kidding me?
It's no, that dad, name is so tough.
Really?
Yeah, that's a tough name. Stanford.
Well, until you heard my Jewish grandma call him Stanfy.
Stanfy.
It don't sound so tough anymore.
Well, Stanfy's different than Stanford.
When his mom's yelling, I'm Stanfy.
Call him Ford. Ooh, no, your dad's name going hard. I would have definitely learned how to do his signature.
I never thought about naming someone Stanford and calling him Ford. That's another way to look at it.
Yeah, that name is tough.
Well, we want to know, whose signature can you forge? Have you ever forged? Have you ever gotten in trouble?
We're keeping it a buck.
That you can admit, because I, honest to God, want to know. 1-414-533-1037. DZ and I seem to be able to do each other's parents.
Yeah, parents and my significant other.
And
I can get my wife.
Somebody said, you know, the trick is you kept a spare permission slip to trace over. Oh.
Oh, y'all went deep.
That's a professional.
Y'all
right
practiced.
Somebody else texted in right after that. Haven't you tried the hold up to the window to the light and trace it?
Yep.
You guys are all, you're probably in my bank account right now, you lunatics.
Can I admit to something that I did once real quick before we take these calls?
Not real quick. You don't start with, can I admit something real quick? Can you admit something? Take your time.
So,
what do you got?
So my guy was pursuing this one girl in particular in high school, right? And at this time, she was very much obsessed with Mr. Bieber.
Justin Bieber.
Yes. So my friend said that he knew somebody that knew Justin Bieber.
No way. He did not.
And she could.
Oh my God.
He could get her an autograph CD.
Oh my God, he did not. No. You did not.
And he
you
knew how good and how cold I was with these signatures.
You did not.
So he begged and asked me.
You did not.
To sign this CD as Justin Bieber.
Some girls out there telling people she has a Justin Bieber signed CD.
I hope not. I hope not, because I did it. She got the DZJB special.
The DZJB special.
Memory unlocked. I could do more than my parents' signature. I could also do Justin Bieber's, apparently.
Wow.
I forgot about that. I'm sorry, Justin.
And you're sorry to Justin? What? She's the one probably listening right now.
Well, that's on her. She believed it, man. Listen, I did a homie a favor. I held it down.
You're not kidding. I cannot wait to hear who everybody is forging next. Let's go. We're both dancing.
I can't not, bro.
Tell him I'm next.
I'll tell him I'll play this song as many times next as I can, bro. I'll listen to it on repeat.
It's a good song.
Yes.
Lil Boo thing right there. Okay, so we are talking about forging signatures.
Scammers.
And the one time DZ signed Justin Bieber's name to a CD just to help his friend get some booty, apparently.
He was trying.
Lala's on the phone, Destiny's wife. Let's pull her up.
Good morning.
Morning, Lala.
I'm sorry, we can't play your wife's theme song.
That's fine. Fine. I got my own theme song in my head.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. How you feeling? You're pregnant, we have to ask.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. I'm feeling a lot better.
Good.
Good. Good. Good.
Yes. That's what I'm talking about. We're doing a gender reveal on the show. Is November 20th the date you find the gender?
Yes, we do.
All right. Say less. Okay, so now let's talk about...
Mark it on your calendars.
Everybody, we're
going to
find out.
Go open the envelope together.
Well, the last one we did on the show, so we're going to do it again.
Naturally. It's only happen. Right.
Okay, Lala, talk to us about forging signatures.
Mm-hmm.
The only one I can forge is my mama's, because she only does her initials.
Oh, she made it easy.
Initials.
She only does her initials. My dad's signature is so hard because it's like a doctor's signature. It's weird.
So it looks crazy?
I can never. I tried and tried and tried. Never.
Nope.
Never.
He made it crazy on purpose. I'm already knowing.
He did. He did. He has a doctor's signature, so the only one I can forge has always been my mama's.
That's funny, because I'd say my dad's looks like a doctor's signature. Just plenty scribbles.
Yeah.
But I deciphered it. I deciphered it, and I got it. Bang.
Well, I couldn't do that, so I was like, whatever. I'll just do my mama's instead.
As long as somebody signed it, right?
Right.
As long as an adult signed it, I'm okay.
That's all that matters. I know that part.
It's an adult. Yeah. That's all that really matters. Right.
And then, Allie, with your signature, I do the same. I don't sign my whole name.
No.
Usually my whole name is too long, so I usually sign with my initials.
Yeah.
But sometimes when I when we go out to eat or whatever, I sign Pimp.
I don't know what you heard about me. That's Lala's theme song in her head. We figured it out.
We got Lala's theme song. It's Pimp.
It's Pimp.
Can you?
Oh, Lala. Oh, we love it.
Say
we love
less.
It.
All right, Lala. We'll talk to you later.
All righty. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
I wonder, Lala, how she signs out. Lala.
Just la.
Yeah.
La.
Just la. Andrea's in Milwaukee this morning. Hey, Andrea. How's it going?
Hi. Good. How are you?
Good,
oh,
good.
You know, I got a girl out there who's listening who has a Justin Bieber fake signed CD who just found out DZ did it in high school.
I'm sorry, y'all.
Oh, that's unfortunate. That's really unfortunate for her.
I hope she didn't believe it, because I never found out, if she really bought it or not.
Well, she did till today.
It looked good, I'll tell you that, though.
She found out when she tried this LVAP thing.
Ooh.
No, she found out today.
She's keeping it in the shadow box. She gonna throw it out.
Poor girl.
Oh, I feel terrible now.
Whose signature have you forged, though, Andrea?
Well, I took it one step further. Mm. So I tried to forge my mother's voice.
Her voice?
What do you mean?
Wait, what? Wait, what?
So not writing it, but I tried to do her voice while talking to a bank.
No.
Why?
Oh, big scammer.
Yeah.
She was trying to clear the account.
Damn.
No,
well,
break it down.
My mom tried to clear my account. And you know when you're young, you have to have a co-signature or somebody, have an adult. Well, my mom was actually a scammer. She was kind of crazy. But she started to drain the money out of my account.
Oh.
Ah, she was
and
one
I
of those.
And I worked hard for that.
Right.
I worked hard for that money. So I called that bank right up and I tried to pretend I was her. And they knew right away.
Yeah.
I mean, there was no going anywhere. But I thought I had it.
You know what?
Andrew said, "Hi, Banks. This is Andrea's mom." Nancy.
I was really confident, and it didn't go anywhere.
Backfired. You know what, though? You got me thinking. Luckily, my family's never stolen from me, but I bet there's a lot of people with similar stories.
Yeah.
We could do a whole topic on that one day.
What do you do?
When your family goes into your account like that and steals money from you?
What do you do?
That's
yikes.
Right. I'm working hard, doing it the right way, and then,
Andrew's
mom going crazy. I would have tried to pretend my mom be my mom too. Are you kidding me?
So it wasn't too malicious on my end, but
no, you were getting what was stolen from you.
It was protective at that, Ray. You was
That's
trying to forge
right.
your own mother's voice for a reason.
And I love it when you look up forgery and, you know, the definition. It could also be called a work of art or a banknote.
There you go.
That's a way to spin it, everybody.
That was a work of art. Call it artistic.
We're works of art. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Imitation is a form of flattery.
Thank you. That's what I'm talking about.
All right, Andrea. Now take a bow. All right.
Have a good day. Ciao.
We are so sick in the head. We have convinced ourselves we're the champions for forging someone's signature. We're like, take a bow, everybody.
You're the one that convinced me. What you talking about? Thank you, Allie.
Samson Racine. If the next time Bieber comes to town, if ever, because he's canceled 900 times now, I'm telling him that story.
Let him know. I'll be with there with you.
Ooh-wee. Sam, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
Hey, so this one's more about my son, who did this about 5 years ago. So he's in eighth grade now, but back in third grade when he was learning cursive, he tried to forge his stepdad's signature because clearly mine was too pretty to try to pretend it was my husband. So he wanted to check out older books from the library, and they were for middle schoolers only. And so he wrote a letter and signed my husband's name and tried to turn it in, and it did not work.
No. They could see the letter tracing.
And you know what's funny? DZ's wife is a third grade teacher,
so
right?
She would have called that out ASAP.
She imagines some kid comes in. Oh, that's
third,
good
fourth
stuff.
Grader thinks their signature looks good, only to be told, "Kid, I know you wrote this for yourself."
I love the innocence of kids, how dumb they are sometimes. Let me tell you.
He looked at the paper and went, "Yeah, that's good. That's the one. Yep. Oh, yep.
She's going to buy it."
Can we at least say and shout out how the fact that he just wanted to check out older books? What a savant. Give him that.
He was trying to be mature.
He was trying to be mature. And, ain't nobody mad at that. I would have checked him out for him.
I love it. Well, thanks for sharing that, Sam. We appreciate it.
Yep, thank you.
That's
Have a good day.
You too.
From your mom stealing from you, from your third grader trying to forge your signature, from DZ forging a Bieber signature to get his friend late in high school, what a time to be alive.
Scammers. Scammers everywhere.
What a time.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.